This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia escalated attacks on Ukrainian cities Wednesday as the two sides claimed control of another city and expressed willingness to resume talks to end the nearly week-old war. The Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia's renewed its assault on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, even as both sides say they're ready to resume talks aimed at stopping the new devastating war in Europe. Britain's Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, says Russia's now likely to adopt more extreme tactics in its war on Ukraine.
They will try, slowly but surely, try and surround the cities and then either bypass them or bombard them. And I think, you know, that is the brutality that I'm afraid we are witnessing, and it's going to get worse.
It's not clear where new talks between Russia and Ukraine might take place or what they would yield. Ukraine's leader has said Russia must stop bombing before another meeting. Meanwhile, a 40-mile convoy of hundreds of Russian tanks is advancing slowly towards the capital of Kiev. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Moscow said Wednesday it had seized control of Kherson, a port city with a 250,000 people on the Black Sea, a claim that was disputed by Ukrainian presidential adviser Alexei Aristoyevich, who said the city had not fallen. The most intensive airstrikes Wednesday hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city and home to 1.5 million people. An attack destroyed a police building in the city's center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. Ukrainian authorities said Russian attacks had killed 21 people in Kharkiv during the past 24 hours and four more on early Wednesday. This is VOA News. Despite mounting pressure to exclude Russia and its teams from global sports as a retribution for the invasion of Ukraine, the International Paralympic Committee has ruled coordinators of the Beijing Winter Paralympics may allow athletes from Russia and Belarus to compete when the games open this week. But as AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports, there will be special conditions.
Because of their country's roles in the invasion of Ukraine, Russia and Belarus athletes will be listed as neutral competitors in the upcoming Winter Paralympics in Beijing. Russian athletes had already been slated to compete as Russian Paralympic Committee, punishment for the state-sponsored doping scandal at the 2014 Sochi Games. International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says neutral status is the harshest possible punishment.
They will compete under the Paralympic flag and the Paralympic emblem. They will not be included in the medals table.
Neutral status means blocking any reference to countries.
The RPC delegation must cover the RPC symbol on their uniforms in all official ceremonies and sporting competitions.
That includes Belarus. The punishment doesn't involve just athletes.
The Paralympic honor bestowed to Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, has been withdrawn.
The International Olympic Committee is pushing for exclusion of Russian athletes from international events. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest figures from the World Health Organization show the number of new COVID-19 cases reported globally dropped by 16% last week, marking a month-long decline in COVID-19 infections worldwide. In its weekly report on the pandemic issued late Tuesday, the WHO said that deaths fell by 10%, continuing a drop in fatalities first seen last week. The WHO said there were more than 10 million new cases and about 60,000 deaths globally last week. During a briefing at the agency headquarters in Geneva Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters that while it is encouraging to see that deaths from COVID-19 are declining in most regions, many countries are relaxing restrictions, it's far too early to declare victory over the disease and the pandemic. He said there are still many countries with high rates of hospitalization and death and low rates of vaccine coverage. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Wednesday a roadside bomb explosion had killed at least three people, including a senior officer, and wounded 24 others. Initial police reports found the bomb was hidden in a motorbike parked along a main road and targeted a police convoy in central Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. A hospital spokesman said several of the wounded were in critical condition, and he feared the death toll could increase. At least 10 policemen were among the injured. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.